Hello and welcome to Nebraska Prep Zone Report. I'm your host, Jake Anderson, and joining me today is World Herald baseball expert Mike Patterson. How are you doing today, Mike?
Hi, Jake. Good. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. We're here to preview the state baseball tournament split this year between Haymarket and Werner Park, a few games at Sherman Field, like always. And let's start off, is this the year for Coach Steve Fry and Millard West?
Well, we've said that many times, Jake, because, you know, it's no slam on Millard West because year in and year out, they have a great team. They've got a really good team again this year. You know, I think the Wildcats have finished as the runner-up seven times. Never won it. They've been ranked number one most of this season. Kind of stumbled down the stretch, though, like some of the other teams did. So they're not going into the state tournament with a tremendous amount of momentum, but they're still the second seed and still very dangerous. So is this the year? I can't really say, but, you know, they're definitely in that Class A mix. And, you know, if this is the year, that wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah. They started off the year with 17 straight wins or so.
I think it was maybe 19.
19.
And then Central got them.
Central got them. They have a tough opening game. They're the number two seed. They open with the number seven Creighton Prep. Mm-hmm. And that's an interesting thing to me. Prep is the number seven team. When was the last time they were seeded that low?
Or the fact those are the two wild card teams. I mean, Millard West and Prep. So, you know, that's a really important first round game because you want to stay out of that loser's bracket in the double elimination tournament as long as you possibly can. And very seldom does a team lose that first game and come all the way back through to win it. So huge game for both Millard West and Prep. They've been two of the top teams this year. And that's I think that says a lot about the parity this year, Jake, that that those two teams are playing in the first round and that Prep is the number seven seed. So they dropped a few spots after losing to Grand Island in the district final. So really big game. That's at 7 o'clock Saturday night at Sherman Field.
That should be a good one to end end Saturday. And that kind of leads into one of the things that I noted. It's a confusing bracket for the average fan. There's no West Side. Creighton Prep is a 7 seed. Fremont Bergen in Class A.
Right. It's a little bit different this year. You look at that bracket, first thing that jumps off to me is no Lincoln teams.
Mm-hmm.
No Southeast, no Southwest, in Class B, no Pius the 10th. So, and you've got some teams this year that, you know, Gretna, this is their first year of Class A baseball, and Gretna, Fremont Bergen, Grand Island, Kearney. I mean, four teams like that getting in, it's a little bit unusual, but you know, Elkhorn South, the top seed, that's another one that, I mean, they've had a great run this season. And kind of in a way, the Storm have flown a little bit under the radar because Millard West has been the number one team pretty much all season. But I think Elkhorn South has rattled off maybe 17 straight wins, so they definitely deserve that number one seed. But, you know, like you said, some of the regulars like West Side and any of the Lincoln schools, one of the ones that surprised me that didn't get there this year was Omaha Burke.
Mm-hmm.
They had 19 seniors on the team, and they were the Legion champion last summer. So they had a great run, and for them not to make it to state, I'm sure, is a big disappointment for the Bulldogs. And I'm sure they'll try to make amends for that this Legion season. But getting back to what you said, it is an interesting and a different-looking Class A bracket.
Yeah, I remember we talked at the start of the year. We expected Burke to be in the 18 field, and it has to be no Lincoln teams, no Southeast, no Southwest. That has to be doubly frustrating for Lincoln since Haymarket is hosting Class A this year.
Right, right. It's a little bit like you know, the Big Ten tournament being here last year and Nebraska not being in it. Having that Class A tournament and no Lincoln schools down there, you know, it's probably not a great thing for attendance purposes. It'll still be a great tournament, but, you know, I especially think of Lincoln Southwest. The Silverhawks have just had a great baseball program year in and year out, but boy, they fell short against Lincoln Southeast, who, of course, threw their ace at him in districts. And so the Silverhawks not here, and Southeast was unable to get here, too. So interesting.
There are still plenty of teams that will draw. Millard West, Creighton Prep, they will travel. The first-time teams, Gretna, Fremont Bergen, and Kearney always travels well. So let's further dive into Class A here. Mm-hmm. Returning teams from last year, Millard South, Millard West, Creighton Prep, and Grand Island, And that leads into one of my questions. What's the status of Cole Evans? He left the start against Creighton Prep in that district final.
Right. And I was at that game, Jake, and I actually interviewed him after the game, and he got hit by a line drive. And boy, props to Grand Island. They refocused after that because Evans was pitching. It went right off his pitching hand. It hit these two fingers. And, you know, when I looked at it after the game, I thought, boy, it sure doesn't look very good. But he was going to get it checked out, and I was going to give the Grand Island people a call a little later today. So I guess his status right now is questionable. So mm-hmm. I might try to nail that down here before the state tournament starts. But, you know, he's one of the top hitters in the state. He's a very good pitcher. And for Grand Island to head into the tournament, already a very difficult mm-hmm. tournament and a really tough first rounder against Millard South without arguably their best player.
Yeah, Creighton commit, top player, top yes. hit, one of their top hitters in yes. their lineup. That's yes. a huge, potentially huge loss.
I think he was hitting .543 going into that district game. So
I think that's huge, not bad.
Hugely, that is not here. Bad. And, you know, when you look at all the teams, I mean, everybody has one or two go-to guys, but I think Grand Island, especially with Cole, mm-hmm. he, definitely their go-to guy, definitely the somebody that they need to have out there. So we'll see how that plays out. And, you know, yeah. You want to see everybody out there, and I'm sure even Millard South, who's playing them in the first round,
yeah.
Coach Greg Geary, you know, he would say, hey, we want him out there because we want to try to beat that team when they're at their best. So big test for the Islanders against Millard South that first round.
Who would you say, and we've already kind of touched on that it's a wacky bracket, you know, Creighton Prep is the number 7 seed, can't really call them an underdog. Who is your underdog in the field?
Oh, you know, just looking at that bracket, I know Elkhorn South is going to be really tough, but Kearney in their first year, let's go down to that number 8 seed, their first year of varsity play, of course, mm-hmm. and they've always had a really good Legion team, got off to a slow start like everybody did because of the weather as far as having games postponed and everything, but, you know, the Bearcats have had a really nice season, and if they could pull that upset over Elkhorn South, that would really throw this bracket into disarray right off the bat. They to get into the tournament, they had to go and beat Millard West on their home field, and they were able to do that. So I'm not going to sell the Bearcats short. So, you know, you want an upset pick, let's go to that number 8 seed.
That's bold. Who would you say is your favorite in the field? I won't ask you to spoil your predictions, Colin.
Okay, well, you know, maybe a week or two back, I might have said Millard West because everything had been going their way. But I've got to look at Elkhorn South right now, that number 1 seed who will face Kearney that first round. They've run off a really nice win streak. They went in and beat Millard West 1-0, also on the Wildcats home field. Coach Brandon Dahl has done a really nice job. Drew Reitz, a really good shortstop. Sayer Diedrich, a very good player. And they're pretty much solid at all positions. So I'm probably going to stick with that top seed at Elkhorn South if I'm going to take a team, Jake.
That'd be a good bet. All right, here's one for you. If there's a team that could lose their first game and run through the double elimination bracket, since baseball has that whole bracket that you could end up playing a whole bunch of games every single day,
mm-hmm.
which team in the field could do it?
Well, very difficult. I probably go back to that Millard West prep game. If Millard West gets beat, I know they've got the power to get back. I don't know if all the way to the final, but to make a really strong run through that loser's bracket. Prep has had some injury issues. I might be a little more leery about them if they lose that first game. Obviously, you've got to have some strong pitching to mm-hmm. make it through this bracket, the double elimination. And so I would probably say the loser of that game, perhaps. But like I said, I might have a little more confidence in Millard West than Prep. But hey, Prep's the 3-time defending champion, and they always find a way to get it done. So let's not sell the Junior J short.
Never count Creighton Prep out in a baseball tournament.
Or in any tournament.
Yeah. All right, before we get to Class B here, I want to take a minute here and thank our new sponsor, Look Coding, specializing in commercial wall and glass graphics. Look Coding. All right, let's start off with Class B here. I have our returning teams, same as Class A, Norris, Hastings, Omaha Concordia, Brownell Talbot, Omaha Christian Academy. That's one team, conglomerate, or and then Elkhorn. So four returning teams as well in Class B. What's your kind of look on this bracket here?
Well, again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but parity, big word here. Waverly is the number one seed, and they're going to state as a wild card. Norris is the number three seed. They were the runner-up last year to Roncalli. They're the other wild card. So kind of like in Class A where you had Prep and Millard West as the two wild cards, two of the top teams. You know, Waverly and Norris are the two wild cards here. So, again, I think Waverly probably deserves that number one seed, even though they lost to Elkhorn Mount Michael in their district final. And we'll see how it plays out. But, you know, the Vikings have been probably the most consistent team all season long, been ranked number one quite a few times. So I'd probably look at Waverly.
That's an interesting rematch to kick off day one, 10 a.m. at Werner Park, district final.
Yeah, you know, it's always tough when you come back and have to play a team that you just knocked off to get the state. But, you know, Mount Michael had to win that game, and they did it. So we'll see, you know, I mean, that's a lot of fuel for Waverly coming back. So we'll see how that 10 a.m. game goes.
Which is your underdog in this bracket?
Let me look it over here a second, Jake. And when I think underdog, I'm looking at one of the lower seeds. So I'm looking at, you know, your sevens and your sixes. I guess, boy, I think a key game in that first round is the one that's going to be at 4 o'clock, number three seed Norris against number six seed Elkhorn. Elkhorn, I'll go with them as an underdog because they are a six seed. The record is not as glittering as some of these other teams, 12 and 10, but they play probably one of the toughest schedules of any Class B teams. They play several Class A teams, and I'm not talking about the teams with subpar records. I'm talking about the creme de la creme in the Metro Conference. So I think the Antlers at the number six seed might be a team to watch.
Do you think playing that Class A schedule could benefit or hurt them?
You know, coaches always say that the tougher the schedule is, the better it is at state. And I would probably agree with that. You have to think that maybe no situation has come up that you haven't been able to handle. I've seen a lot of times when a team is undefeated or hasn't really played the tough schedule that some of the other teams, that circumstances can arise in games, not just baseball, but pretty much any state tournament that we cover. And if the players haven't been put in that situation yet, it shows.
Yeah.
So I think Elkhorn has probably seen it all this year. They've had a really nice team. They made it through districts fairly easily. So the Antlers is definitely a team to watch.
Definitely. Which one of these teams, same as Class A, could drop into that loser's bracket and run all the way through?
Again, difficult to... difficult thing to ask. I'll probably go back up to, well, maybe one of two teams. I'd say Waverly for one, the top seed. I'd probably throw Hastings in there too. They've had a really nice season. They're fairly deep. They're getting ahead of ourselves, but they're going to be hosting the Legion, one of the Legion, the regionals this summer. So I know they're looking forward to that, but I'd say maybe Waverly or Hastings. Or maybe go back to Elkhorn.
Yeah.
I'm probably not answering your question as accurately as you want. What the heck? I'm going to throw Norris in there too.
Well, that speaks to the parity of the field. Like you said, that if any one of these teams could drop a game and run all the way through, it is a very deep field. I mean, you look at this and, I mean, you were at the start, you're high on Waverly. I was kind of thinking, okay, Waverly's going to be your favorite. And then you're picking out one of something about each of these teams that it wouldn't surprise me if any one of these teams won this tournament.
I'd agree. You know, I saw Norris play. It was kind of a strange thing yesterday. They had to play the end of their suspended game when they were playing Omaha Concordia, and Norris almost came back and won that. But you know, the Titans seem like they're there every year. Like I said, they finished second last year, so that's big motivation for them. I know they lost their district final, but at that point, they knew they were going to be in already. I'm not taking anything away from Concordia because they knew they had to win to get in. But Norris knew they were going to be in anyway. It kind of might have affected the seeding a little bit. But the Titans, year in and year out, are really one of the top Class B programs. So I put them in one of those brackets where they could make a strong run, even if they lose that first rounder.
Definitely. Well, I want to thank you for helping us get prepared for this state baseball tournament. You'll be at Haymarket Park this year for Class A.
Right.
And we'll likely have Steve Bidek at Warner Park for Class B. So we'll have a lot of great coverage there, live updates every single day. Tournament starts Saturday, and check out anyprepzone.com for all of Mike Patterson's preview coverage. Make sure that you're reading all that. Get that omaha.com/subscribe. First month is just 99 cents, and then after that, $9.95 a month. That's cheaper than your meal at Haymarket.
Far cheaper.
With that, you also get all of Mike Sauter's recruiting reports, AAU recaps, plus everything else on omaha.com, dining reviews, political coverage, Husker player features. I know you're going to be covering a few future Husker baseball and Creighton baseball players,
right.
Probably a few UNO this weekend.
Yep.
Plus there's investigative reporting. Make sure to sign up for the Prep Zone newsletter at omaha.com/signup. Make sure you get all those daily recaps there. Check us out on omaha.com/podcast, anyprepzone.com, nebhsrecruiting.com, anywhere else that I forgot, iTunes, hit that subscribe button. Follow Mike Patterson on Twitter for all of your state baseball coverage. And Mike, we look forward to as well your All-Nebraska baseball team. I think I hit everything. Thanks for joining us,
Mike. Who couldn't want all of that, Jake? I mean, that was awesome that you could rattle through all those things. But yeah, this is the place to be for information,
oh, yeah.
For sure. And yeah, we'll have our state tournaments and then afterwards our all-state teams and then move on after that into Legion Baseball and, of course, College World Series here in town and so much more.
It never ends.
It never ends.
Until next time, thanks for listening.